MoviePods.com outside the Museum of Contemporary Art, San Diego, with Holy Rolling Empire.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
I'm Oren Shoket, lead vocals and keyboard.
I'm Ian Carstensen. I play lead guitar.
And I'm Noah Horton. I play guitar and do vocals backup. Nomads will never be slaves. In the hills where you could trip for days and never care. You are there. Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. Well, I've noticed a lot of local San Diego bands make the trek out to Arizona just to play a single show, and I've always thought that seems kind of a long way to go for one show. So what's so great about Arizona?
I think that the people who come out to the shows in Arizona are like what makes it so great, and people come out there to have fun and have a good time. So if you can get in with a good band in there, you're going to have a great show. People pay attention, so...
It works well as like a community with Southern California and Southern Arizona because they're lined up really well, and you have a tendency to run out of, you can't play all the time in your own hometown because people just aren't going to come see you every single month. So you kind of build a community with other bands that are doing the same thing as you, and you can swap shows. You go out to San Diego, LA bands come to Tucson, Phoenix, and it's a short drive for those short trips, and it pays off for the musicians and promoters.
If you're a San Diego band, other than LA, honestly, it's a lot farther drive to San Francisco, which is a big city. I would say I'd just go to Phoenix or Tucson because you're going to have a great show out there, and might as well, if you're, you know, other than LA, hit up Tucson. It's the spot to be.
Okay, so for each of you, what was the defining moment in your life that made you want to pursue music?
Give me a second.
Right around... David, you got it?
Yeah, you got
okay.
It.
I think I got this. I think I actually know. Pursue music. It's kind of a cheesy story, but not really. I guess I... Right around the time I was learning to play drums, for some reason decided I was interested in playing music. And it sounds confusing now, I guess, because I'm a singer. But I originally started playing drums. I had a garage. I was playing in there. And at the same time, my dad kind of... passed down his record collection to me of a bunch of 60s and 70s classics, and I would just listen to those all day and play drums and start up my own band, and it was so much fun for me that I just have never even thought of turning back or doing anything else, not even for a second really.
Well, I guess I've done music my whole life. I was a cellist when I was a kid. I was in orchestra, always took it semi-seriously, you know, in school and stuff, and I did go to music school for a year, but it wasn't what I wanted to do, and I was studying some science and stuff, and I guess I really decided to do it seriously when it basically came to a point where I could take it seriously, and it was like, either you can focus seriously on school or focus seriously on a band. And I don't know, I was kind of talking to my parents about it, and they were like, I was expecting them to say, expecting them to go, no, you finish school, you don't go be in a rock band, because that's what parents say. And they didn't. They said, no, you're always been a good musician. And they're like, you have a chance. They're like, go for it. They're like, you'll regret it forever. So I just did that. And haven't looked back since.
Okay. Well, I don't think there was a specific defining moment for myself. I mean, my parents are both play guitar. They're both... musicians, and so from the time I was real little, I was exposed to it all, and I started learning, trying to play guitar from when I was young, and then, you know, I got into a couple other instruments, but, you know, I mean, it's been helpful to have really supportive parents who are into it.
I feel like I forced you. Noah and I have been in bands for a while now, for a long time, kind of since high school, and I feel like we just... felt like we didn't have any other choice but to keep going with our bands, and when one broke up, we'd start a new one for whatever reason, and just keep going. And I think what we have now with this new band is we're happiest with at this point, so we're just kind of just sticking together and keeping it going.
What are some of the key ingredients to keep a band together?
Money.
money, right?
That's what I do it for, is the money. Just kidding. There's no money.
I don't even know if we're the right band to ask, but we're always on the verge of just killing each other, so I don't know. It's hard to say, but I don't know. We all actually are really good friends from way back in the day, which I guess from what I've seen on VH1 and Red, a lot of, you know, bands who've been around forever met in middle school, so I don't know. I guess that helps, but it also makes you kind of crazy at times when you know everything about them. You've been picking on them your whole life, and you guys just, I don't know. It gets hard, but I don't know how we stay together, honestly. I have no idea.
I don't think that any of us stick to any of our boundaries. We fight, fight all the time.
And you're...
But it's more like, it's like fighting with a family, because you've been with somebody for so long. I mean, you can't break up your family. You can't break up the band that you've been with for, you know, playing music with these people for like 8 years, 10 years. So we're stuck with it, whether that's for better or for worse.
in an incredibly awesome way, yeah. And I mean that, as sarcastic as it sounds. It's great.
Mean it too, as sarcastic as it sounds.
So the Empire is always going to be together, right?
Absolutely. Well, we might not always have the same name. But no, I'm just kidding.
We went through a name change.
Name changes, different bands. But this one is, as far as I'm concerned, our final run at it. Our final attempt. We're going to stick with it until make or break, basically, you know. I don't know.
And what's making it to you guys?
To us, just being able to stay out and play music. And we all have jobs now on the side, but it'd be great to get rid of those jobs and just be able to play music, which I'm sure everyone... You know, that's every musician's... I don't know if it's every musician's idea of making it. We don't need to play arenas or anything, but definitely just be able to stay out there, support ourselves, and have a really good time doing it. Keep writing albums. I want to write a ton of albums. That'd be nice.
Well, sort of along that same track, what do you guys consider selling out?
I sold out a long time ago. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we all want to try to do something that's accessible, but I mean, at the same time, I can honestly say that we all like all the music that we play, and I think that when you get to a point where you don't actually like what you're playing and you're only doing it to try to be successful, I guess that would be selling out. But I don't know. I don't want to put a label on it.
If our drummer Dave was here, he would tell you that it's doing selling our music to a Pepsi commercial. But if a Pepsi commercial asked him to do it for X amount of money, I think he'd be all right with it. Who knows? Yes.
He'd probably get mad.
I don't know.
It seems like
kind of, I don't think we're gonna be.
Yeah, it's like kind. It's like kind of a juvenile term almost. Like just the way it's thrown around, it's like, yeah, everyone gets to a point where you want to make money doing what you're doing because. I feel like it's worth to make money, and if you want to take the time to really be a professional, then you have to be paid like a professional. And, you know, yeah, like none of us want to be rich or expect to be rich. It's just we just want to have fun and be able to spend 40 hours a week doing that because we feel like we're worth it. So if we can, we will, and I would never consider that selling out.
If you had the budget to put on a total show for one of your songs where you could have lights and backup dancers and... a whole crazy thing. Which song would you pick?
Our songs or any songs?
We have your songs.
We have lights and back dancers.
It's not a good sign when you say. Does it have to be one of our songs?
Does it have to be one of our songs? I guess you're right. I just think it'd be cool if we just played just a techno beat and just had the lights and backup dancers out there just getting buck wild, you know, without any of our stuff. But if we had to do that, I don't know. They're all... I'd love to see that for any of our songs, honestly.
Right. Any techno beat either, really.
Yeah, techno. beat?
Play a techno beat with a lot of lights, backup dancers, and then just let everybody down with the rest of our set. That's a good one.
Yeah. Is it like... I don't know. I guess it depends on what the backup dancers are doing. I don't know.
What do you want them to be doing?
I guess I don't even want to
really go there. What's the fantasy when you're dreaming about these things?
Dreaming about techno beats.
Well, it's like you could have like K-Fan.
Fantasy dancers.
I'm basically just thinking, like, who, you know, K-Fed doing the backup, or, like, the people from...
Do they have to be female?
People like, from, like, K-Fed. One of those Las Vegas shows, big budgets. Zoomalia, Xanamulia, what is it?
Zoomanity?
Yep.
Zoomanity.
Now, if we hired them, thank you. If we hired them to do it, that'd be awesome. K-Fed, I wouldn't want him back, you know? The dance, you know what I mean? Strange question, by the way.
No comment. I'm done.
That's it.
Yeah.
No comment.
Well, since Dave's not here, your drummer, can you tell us a little bit about him? I saw him at the Caswell play, but he had a cast on.
She saw him.
You were there. Yeah, the cast. You want us to talk about the cast?
Yeah, tell us the story.
We don't talk about the cast.
We actually really made it kind of a policy not to talk about the cast anymore because it's brought us such bad luck. We're haunted by the cast. I mean, a drummer with a cast is just really no good. It's kind of ridiculous, but we somehow made it through. He broke his leg for whatever reason. He'd probably rather we don't mention it, but somebody kicked his ass, right? Just kidding. It wasn't exactly like that. Anyways, he broke it. He broke it again.
Okay,
when it was almost healed,
and he broke it there, right?
He broke his leg at the show.
He was setting up his drums, and he fell off of his stool because he was trying to set up his drums in a cast without crutches, and he fell, and he re-broke his leg in the cast, and as much as I don't want to say it, it's funny, it's looking back on it, it's pretty funny.
He was on the floor screaming.
Whole show too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After like about 7 shots of whiskey in a row, he might as well have put them in a beer bong. He did them so fast. And then, yeah, amazingly, he did it. And some people, a couple people who weren't so freaked out by it that they left and saw it, said that it was the coolest thing they'd ever seen. Because, I mean, yeah, he's a tough guy and he stuck through it. But it slowed everything down so much, him breaking his leg twice. But now he's got a metal rod in it, and he's good to go. He has superpowers now. He's amazing.
And I think at the same show, they were passing you around.
Were they? Oh.
In the audience.
That could have been.
There was a little bit of crowd surfing going on. I think once you get to a point of your drummer breaking his leg for the second time at the show, you just kind of let loose.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's to certain people, there would be certain people in San Diego who would call that show legendary. I would be the only one, probably.
And two of them live in Tucson.
Two of them live in Tucson. One of them, I don't remember. Don't ask me about it.
Right. All I know is the rest of the trip, you know, with the trip to the hospital and the van breaking down was basically a nightmare, but that show was pretty fun.
Health insurance?
I don't know what he does. I think he keeps on ripping off the hospital over and over again. I don't even know how he got surgery. I think somebody did it at home.
I think he had help from his family. In fact, I know he had help from his family. But we had to cancel the rest of our shows for that trip, and then we had to... our van broke down on the way. That was pretty much the worst experience we've had as a band. And
tonight, it's interesting because tonight... After that, we've all been talking a lot. Tonight, it's probably finally we feel like we're completely over it. And it's interesting that you bring this up because we now have our new van and Dave's leg is healed. And this is the first day of a tour that just feels like a breath of fresh air. It's amazing. It feels so good because there's no problems. We're all getting along like family. Not that there's problems like all the time, but you know, it seems like this has been great. Day one, no problems. Let's jinx ourselves right now.
Edited, right?
Well, what are you guys looking forward to with the rest of the tour and anything else coming up?
This is kind of just a short trip. We're doing like a 4-day weekend. But, you know, I just look forward to... We have a record coming out in January. And we're just trying to get out as much as possible, as much as we can. And that's what I'm really looking forward to is finally... Because we put, all told about a year of work into writing and recording this album, and finally we're gonna get to like relax and just play music, which is what we all set out to do in the first place, and just go out and do that. So that's what I'm excited for. And the girls. Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he said it, yeah. I mean, we worked, we went through the broken leg and broken van and everything, and we finished it and recorded it. It'll be out in January, and we're excited to come back here. We'll be back here December 12th at Casbah, and we're going to keep on coming back to San Diego since it's such a short trip, and there's amazing bands here, and just keep coming to Southern California and go to the Northwest and just get out there and give ourselves a shot and see if people enjoy our music, you know? Like, hopefully they do.
Okay, well, I always ask my musicians the same three quick questions, and the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
How long you got?
We like to say, bust a double six, which means anything, really, that you wanted to. Yeah. We've used it probably 13 times on the way up here. Like, you got to turn around because you missed your turn. You say you busted double six. We had to go back to get Ian's strings. We got to bust a double six. Yep.
Open a beer, bust a double six.
That's definitely busted a double six.
Oh, win at Tetris, you just busted a double six.
Yep. You like to win.
It's long.
Anything else?
Yeah, sometimes if, you know, if the heart is bundled, a crundle is something that we say sometimes. And
these are all
that doesn't
late night scrimmage.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even make sense to us.
None of it makes sense, but everything's interchangeable.
You got a ton. Come on.
I'm drawing a blank, but yeah, I mean, I make up words on a daily basis to keep my life interesting.
You like to sniggle a smiggle?
Oh, yeah, you got a snigger smiggle.
That means
snigger smiggle can be bum a sig, take the wheel.
Yeah, sniggle a smiggle.
Yep. Sniggle a smiggle, take the wheel, bum a sig.
This is like the worst response to any question I've ever.
I think all our slang is probably the worst slang ever. So.
Yeah,
but it works for us. And the weird thing is, we understand what we're talking about most of the time.
Yeah. So we spent a lot of time together.
Oh, good thing.
All right. Well, what's everyone's drink of choice?
I drink beer. Any kind of beer. That's it.
I just rum with a splash of pineapple juice and Kahlua.
No, I drink Tommy Bahama. Yeah, right? I drink Tommy Bahama's light rum. with a splash of Coke in it, and then a lime on top. And I like their light rum. I like their dark rum. I appreciate everything Tommy Bahama does.
We had a hard day.
And
speaking of selling out,
yeah, so
when you had a rough day, choose Tommy Bahama. It's the only choice for a hardworking band on the road. Trust me. Or Budweiser, I love that too.
Yeah.
Better get some free cases of that tomorrow.
Budweiser has something that no other beer has. I like to call it drinkability.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably
honestly,
smooth.
You're asking the right band because, well, I don't know. The answer is endless. We drink everything and anything. Yeah.
Most of us are bartenders mostly just and alcoholics. And
you don't like chartreuse.
Yeah, I like chartreuse.
Okay.
I like chartreuse.
There you go.
And let's see. Myers rum is seriously, I drank a lot of Myers rum. I drank about all of Myers
rum. You sound faded on Myers rum right now, man.
And I drank about all the Myers rum at South by Southwest
That's true.
Last year.
Yep. Absolutely.
Sure do like that stuff.
It's dark, delicious.
Yeah.
Salt. And I think that's enough information.
All right, yeah,
all right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I personally would not wear eyeliner as a part of the band, but I would wear eyeliner as a part of any other costume. I love dressing up, and I support eyeliner as part of costumes, but I do not support it as a band. Off the record.
We played a show last Friday night that Noah wore eyeliner at. But it was Halloween, so it was part of a costume. So
I didn't actually wear eyeliner. But I was a vampire. We were all vampires. And
yeah.
I looked pretty bad.
You're right. Oh yeah. No. if you're talking about it in band respect, it's hilarious. It's hilarious to see 40-year-old man wearing eye makeup.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that the girls in My Chemical Romance look really good in it. I think that it's fine. I don't know, especially if you're as a zombie. I honestly sit at home in bed and think, what if I wore eyeliner to practice today? What would the guys do? What would they think? And I guess I know now, but that's just weird. I think we should all be able to wear eyeliner if we want to.
Yeah, we can.
Well, I think, okay, look, I think you can wear eyeliner if you want to. I don't really have a problem with it. I wouldn't do it as part of our band's show. But that being said, I would do it almost any other time. And David Bowie wears eyeliner.
Yeah,
so good point. It's okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Well, so is that sad guy from The Cure.
No, let's end it on David Bowie wears it. That's end of discussion.
It
I
is
think
when
we
he's
know.
Like 50.
What?
What?
Oh. Yep.
All right.
Eyeliner.
There we go.
Would you guys have anything else you'd like to say to close this out?
I would like to say and put it out there to the world that we are playing on December 12th in San Diego at the Casbah with Transfer. And if you listen to this, you should come. It is to be interspliced with songs from our new album, so you will have a taste of what to expect.
And we're piratepods.com. Could you give us a pirate R?
Hey, I'm a pirate.
What's a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant? Arby's.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Arby's sandwiches are delicious.
She was confused with what to be. If a